first half is getting the predicted value. The second half is seeing how far off the predictions are. This is called model assessment. The thing is, sure, you can fit a line to any piece of data, but is that an appropriate line? And that's the question of model assessment. Now, you guys already know, in this case, the low income and the poverty is not a very good model. The R squared and the R might be high, but it's still going to underpredict in some places and overpredict in other places. So, how far off the predictions are? How far off the predictions are? Is the data from the prediction? And that's, you know, pretty straightforward. I say your school should be at 30. Where is your school? Is it at 25? Well, then I'm off by 5. I predict that your school should be at 40. You're really at 50. How far off am I? I'm off by 10. That complicated formula I gave last week for residuals, which is just the actual minus the predicted. That's all. Nothing magical about residuals. It's just how far off the prediction is. Let's pull up our data and see what we can get here. Means I go down 10% of that, which is 4. That's the ratio. But you start with this 40, then you can make it anything you want. The thing is, it's easier to talk to principals, or sometimes even yourself. For every 10% increase in poverty, you go down 4 percentile points. For every 1% increase in poverty, then you go down 0.4, about half a percentile. So if there's a school down the block, they have 10% poverty, you'd expect them to do about 4 percentile points worse than you. There's a school the other way down the street, they have 10% less poverty, you would expect them to do 4 percentile points.